Hi.
Come on in.
We just came to say goodbye to Mandy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just missed her. In fact, I dropped her off at the bus station not 20 minutes ago.
She's gone.
Yes. And she thought that you were coming over last night.
Did she say anything?
Well, I would have to say that she was a little bit disappointed.
Leland! Leland, honey!
Excuse me. You know, if you'd like, you could write her. I'm sure she'd be glad to hear from you.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry we bothered you.
Hey, no bother. No bother. You say hi to your folks for me, Donna.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Mr. Palmer.
Bye, James. Take it easy now.
All right.
Yes, dear.
Remember to sign us up for Glenn Miller night at the club.
Don't worry, dear. I won't forget. Bye, hon.
Bye, Leland.
Jerry, what the hell took you so long?
Oh, geez. Datelines, time zones. I don't even know where I am. God, you look terrible.
Jerry.
Ben? Ben, since your regular mouthpiece has been charged with murder himself, I'm going to be handling your case personally. So let's get started. Did you kill her?
Jerry, for God's sake.
Sorry, you're right. Last thing a good defense attorney needs to know is the truth.
Jerry, can you get me out of here?
Well, they can only hold you for 24 hours without charging you. Or is it 48?
Oh.
Jared, I am in trouble here.
Under control, big brother. Okay, so where are we saying you were on the night Laura died?
I was with Catherine.
That's not a good choice.
It happens to be the truth.
Oh, dear. Is there any sign of her? Bone fragments or teeth? A charred corroborating note regarding your whereabouts? I'm so depressed. Bits. You remember our first room, Ben? Me on the top bunk, and you on the bottom bunk. And Louise. Louise Dombrowski dancing on the hook rug with a flashlight. So instead, I took a bath in baking soda. Now, my toe came around, but I got the worst cramps, like you swallowed a king toes or something.
Have you seen Andy?
Oh, you must be that native person I've heard so much about, Eagle Eye.
Hawk. Sister?
Oh, yeah, this is my sister, Gwen. This is Hawk.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. God, how you must hate us white people after all we've done to you.
Some of my best friends are white people.
Oh. Anyway, oh, come on. My stomach had this.
Diane, 10:03 a.m. Great Northern Hotel. Sheriff Truman and I have just been with the one-armed man, or what's left of him. In another time, another culture, he may have been a seer, a shaman priest. In our world, he's a shoe salesman and lives among the shadows. Leland Palmer.
Actually.
Whoops, excuse me.
Whoa!
Does he know we arrested Ben Horn?
Doesn't look like it.
Harry, best if he hear it from you.
Hi, Harry. Agent Cooper, just having a little fun.
Looking good, Leland.
Just call me Fran.
Leland, I'm sorry. We didn't want you to hear it from anyone else. We've arrested Ben Horn for Laura's murder. Huh? He hasn't been charged, but we're holding him.
Ben?
That's right.
There must be some mistake, Harry. Ben? I thought that Jacques Renault.
No.
You have a strong case against him?
Yes, we do.
Oh, God.
Will you be all right, Leland?
The law will handle this.
As it should be.
Thanks, Harry.
Catch up with you.
Leland?
Yes.
If you can remember anything unusual about Mr. Horn's behavior the night of Laura's death, would you please let me know?
I will. Of course.
Thank you. Sure.
Protest this brutal treatment of my client. After all this man has done for this town.
Now hold still.
Ow!
I'll have the results in a couple of hours.
Thanks, Doc.
Gentlemen, I demand that my client either be released or charged. Never in all my years of practicing law have I witnessed such a complete and utter disregard for an accused man's constitutional rights.
Jeremy Horn, Gonzaga University, 1974. Graduated last in his class of 142. Passed the bar in his third attempt. License to practice revoked in the states of Illinois, Florida, Alaska, Massachusetts.
Hey, I'm not on trial here. Sit down.
Mr. Horn, do you know what this is?
A book.
A book. Take a closer look. A diary. We all know about One-Eyed Jacks. So did Laura. Someday I'm going to tell the world all about Ben Horn. I'm going to tell them who he really is. She never got the chance, did she?
Come on, Ben. We're all adults here. Wild young girl like Laura Palmer. Things spin out of control. She becomes a threat, not just to you, but to your business, your family.
You are way out of line.
Well, maybe you don't have anything to hide. That's not what it says in here.
You cannot
Ben,
talk to me like this!
Ben,
you cannot, you understand?
Nice and easy. Gentlemen, I'd like a moment alone with my brother, with my client. If you don't mind.
You have your moment.
Ben, if you're going to blurt out a confession like that, it's going to make our options shrink down to a tiny little nub.
All right, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Your alibi has been roasted. They can establish motive. And your blood may have Laura's fingerprints on it. Ben, as your attorney, your friend, and your brother, I strongly suggest that you get yourself a better lawyer.
Okay. One last chance, Leo. Don't disappoint me.
The mill?
Okay. One last chance, Leo. Don't disappoint me.
The mill?
Keep it simple. Insurance investigators should read arson. Block letters about 6 feet high.
The deal as we discussed.
Ben Horn.
voice. Yeah, Johnson's voice, Ben and Leo. Special delivery for Mr. Horn.
Bobby? Oh, God. Did it again. It's your turn to kill him this time. What's that?
That is our ship.
What's that mean?
Since our cash cow in the other room has turned into a sinkhole, I've decided to pursue a career in business.
Really? Salesman?
Oh, no. I'm thinking more executive suite.
Really?
Yeah.
Bobby, that sounds great.
I'm gonna give you anything you want.
Oh, I want a full-time nanny.
Maybe a French maid,
maybe. Bobby.
Hello, Norma.
Mother.
I trust those are real potatoes and not flakes.
Real potatoes.
Excuse me.
What a nice surprise to see you here.
Hey, those are good. I see they taught Henry a skill in the stockade. Where is your charming husband?
Hank, he's not here right now.
I see.
Mother, I got your message, but if you don't mind my asking, what are you doing here?
I want to introduce you to my new husband.
Husband?
Ernie? This is Norma.
Hi. How are you?
We're honeymooning.
Norma, I wondered if I could bother you for a cup of coffee. Nice girl.
She's darling. Ernie's a financial analyst. I just love what you've done with your diner, darling. Flowers add such a measure of cheer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Nice to see those good looks haven't isolated themselves to one generation. Yeah, I know.
Excuse
me. The gold figures.
You still look very smart in that uniform. Your figure's lovely. It hasn't changed.
I don't mean to be rude, but how long will you be staying?
A couple of days. Ernie wanted to see something of the country. Why?
I just wish I had known, that's all.
Oh, I didn't want you to go to any fuss. You know me, dear, I'm easy. What's wrong?
Nothing, it's just that there's a food critic coming, and I'm sure it'll help, that's all.
Food critic? Oh, so that's why you tried so hard to make the place look nice.
Norma, hoping to spend much more time with you. It's all right with you, Vivian. We better check in. I got a Tokyo fax waiting for me at the desk.
Okay. We'll be at the Great Northern. I'm sorry we missed Henry. I'll call you later, okay?
Bye.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I guess I'm a little late.
48 hours is not late, Hank. It's missing.
I'm sorry. I had some business I had to take care of.
Business? No, this is business. Business is a place that you come to whether you feel like it or not.
Norma, I...
Please don't sweet talk me. I'm this far from telling you to take a hike.
Norma, please don't make that kind of judgment until you hear me out. Because of the bad choices I've made. There are people out there. People from my past who want to see me fail. I've tried fighting them, and I just get in more trouble. I've tried running from them. There's always somebody faster. I know it's no way for a man to live his life, but sometimes it's just best to hold up and wait for the storm to pass. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
Maybe next time you'll ask for a little help.
Next time I will.
Oh, prodigal son returns.
Vivian.
Hi.
You look great.
Thanks. Prison treat you well?
Oh, that's a long story.
We'll have to hear it over dinner tonight. I have a new husband. Great Northern, 8:30?
We'd love to.
Oh, I don't think I'll be able to get
No, home. It'll be fine, honey. 8:30 sharp, we'll be there.
Harry?
Hello, Pete.
What you got?
Woodpecker. Affiliated, I think. Yeah. Here.
Affiliated woodpecker. Outstanding. Harry.
Yeah, Pete.
Harry, Josie's gone.
Yeah, I know.
I came home from the late shift. She left a note on the kitchen table. No explanations, no goodbyes. A note.
She sold the mill to Ben Horn.
Well, not exactly.
You don't have to explain.
I loved her. There, I said it. No offense, Harry.
I loved her, too. I stood there and watched her go, watched her assistant carry her bags away.
Her assistant?
An Asian fellow. Never saw him before.
What did he look like?
Average height, medium build. Ponytail.
Oh, that was her cousin, Jonathan.
She said it was her assistant, Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee? Harry, I have a bad feeling.
I'm right there with you, Pete.
Harry! Hello, Pete. Gerard's missing. He knocked the deputy out.
Pete, you'll have to excuse us. Don't get far.
Hi, Sheriff. Agent Cooper. Lucy?
Andy?
Step right in, Pete. We desperate criminals are locked safely in our cages.
I have a message for you.
Greetings from the boys down at the mill. But first, a little music.
Hello, Benjamin. Oh, I'm sorry I haven't dropped by for a visit, dear. But I have a strong aversion to prisons. How often
she's alive.
Have I thought of you? You that night we spent together, lost in love. When was that? It seems so long ago. Almost like a dream. Oh, yes, I remember. It was the night Laura Palmer died. Memory is so unreliable, finally. Maybe it was a dream. Maybe it never happened. To tell you the truth, I can't be sure anymore.
What does
Benjamin,
she want?
Benjamin, darling, you don't...
I'll pay anything. What does she want?
You okay there, Benji?
In exchange for my testimony, dear, you will sign the mill and Ghostwood Estates back over to me. I will consider letting you keep your precious hotel. A representative of mine will come to you with the documents within 24 hours. If you won't cooperate, well, I'm confident that you'll go on from here to excel at one or another of the many fine career opportunities offered by the federal prison system. Ben, so nice to see you again.
Oh, she set me up. That Catherine. Set me up.
She's a caution, isn't she?
Ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. When I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out.
Harry, are driver education programs mandatory in your school system?
Yep.
I think we've got a dropout. Harry, look out!
Agent Cooper, Harry, I'm sorry. Are you two all right?
Leland, we're fine. How about you?
Oh, sure, I'm fine. I'm fine. I was just on my way to the club to try out a new set of irons, and I must have started thinking about Ben. I guess my mind just wandered.
It's a good idea to leave your troubles at home when operating a vehicle, Leland.
You're right, of course. My apologies. I did remember something, as you asked. About the night Laura died, I was working late at the office with Ben. It was about 10 o'clock. He left the room to make a phone call. I don't know who he was talking to, but His voice was raised. He was angry. I heard him mention something about a dairy.
A dairy?
That's what I think, yes.
A diary.
That could be.
Jeff Truman, this is Lucy. Are you there, Sheriff? I have an urgent message from Hawks.
Do you play golf, Agent Cooper?
Yes, Leland. I enjoy its precision.
I'd like to invite you for a round at the club someday. May I show you
my new clubs? Sure.
Cooper! They found Gerard near the waterfall. Better go. They're waiting for us.
Let's go get him. Leland, we'll see those clubs another time.
I understand, Agent Cooper. You let me know if there's anything I can do to help.
Will do.
Thing happened to me when I first got pregnant. I would be out shopping and then boom, pass right out in the produce section. Then come to covered in bruises and crushed fruit and strangers standing over me waiting to see if I was dead. You see, people want terrible things to happen to you, I know.
I want to talk to you about my sperms.
Sperms? You know, that is all men think about. You know, I remember when little Carl was first born and they laid him out on my breast. And I looked down and saw what kind of a tiny little creature I was dealing with. And I thought, my God, just what the world needs. Another sperm gun running around loose, right? Women, beware. Well, I did.
I had mine counted. Twice. The first time they were all dead.
Oh, man, if I had a nickel every time I heard that one.
Second time they were jumping like salmon swimming upstream.
Oh, so of course all you could think of was spawning.
Shut up.
Shut up, Gwen.
So when you told me that you were pregnant, I didn't think it could be me because mine were all dead, supposedly, at the time.
Uh-huh.
But they got better. I was misinformed. I'm the father.
Oh, brother.
Aren't I?
Oh, yes. Oh, come here. You want to see your mean Aunt Lucy? Oh, weren't you neat, you little schnooky bookums.
Oh, he's been close. And Bob is not here now.
Sheriff? Isn't there something that you'd like to share with us? Oh, great. And would you tell this guy to stop staring at me like I'm a dog biscuit?
Bob has been very close.
Who's Bob? I don't know Bob. Do we know a Bob? Sheriff, no offense, but clearly this man's stairs do not reach the attic. Now, your 24 hours are up. You either charge my client or let him go.
Ben Horn, I'm charging you with the murder of Laura Palmer.
Good move, Jer.
Hawk, take Mr. Gerard back to the hotel. Nail all the windows shut.
No.
Two men on the door.
Two-bit lumberjack.
Don't make it worse.
You are finished in this town.
Don't make it worse.
Finished.
Hear
are you doing?
Can we speak outside, please?
I'm all right.
Jerry, I think we're saddling the horse before we're ready to ride.
I don't follow.
I don't think Ben Horn killed Laura Palmer.
What?
We should release him.
Cooper, I've backed you every step of the way, but I've had enough of the mumbo jumbo. I've had enough of the dreams, the visions, the dwarfs, the giants, Tibet, and the rest of the hocus pocus. Now we got hard evidence against Ben Horn. It's my job to lock him up.
You're right, Harry. This is your backyard. Sometimes an outsider can forget that.
Well, the salmon was fresh and firm and just a little bit overdone.
Mine too.
Just right.
Would you excuse me for a minute, please? I'll join you.
Ladies, hurry back. Say anything, are you? If Vivian ever found out I'd been inside, she'd drop me flat.
I like your new hair color. Ernie Niles. Ernie the Professor Niles.
So when did you...
A couple weeks ago. Let me tell you, Ernie. I thought you and there to pal around with the last 6 months were sure hell. Nobody go to the library with. Nobody to stamp out license plates with. So, what's your angle here anyway with Miss Moneybags?
No angle.
Hey, come on, buddy. We don't have any secrets. Vivian's rolling in dough.
I met Vivian at a Republican fundraiser. We're married.
You must have told her some tall tale. A whopper.
I'm trying very hard to tell nothing but the truth these days. But it's therapeutic. And, Vivian wants me to handle all her investments.
What about yours? You gonna just search your loan shark?
I'm out of it. I'm out of it, Hank. I don't gamble anymore. I go to meetings. I go to church, too.
So what happens when Vivian finds out that you ran off with the congregation's picnic fund?
I never stole from a church. It was a savings and loan. I was sick. It was an illness, you know. I paid my debt. It's a new life, a clean slate.
She really doesn't know.
No.
Well, Ernie, this is interesting to me. Because family is the most important thing in the world to me. One must be prepared to pay any price to protect it. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I completely agree.
We'll talk more later, Ernie. Always enjoyed our talks in the yard, man to man, prisoner to prisoner.
Ladies.
I would like to propose a toast to the newlyweds and their happiness.
Thank you, Henry. It's very generous.
To Ernie and Vivian, to much success in their future and all their future dealings.
Oh, sweet.
That is sweet.
Diane, it's 11:05 p.m. I'm in my room at the Great Northern Hotel. There's not a star in the sky tonight. Ben Horn is in custody. The trail narrows, Diane. I'm very close, but the last few steps are always the darkest and most difficult.
Is that where you got shot?
Yeah.
Did you arrest him?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
It's for a court to decide.
What do you think?
What I think doesn't really matter right now.
Did you arrest him because of what I said?
Only in part.
But it helped.
Yeah.
All I ever really wanted was for him to love me.
I'm sure that he does.
He's ashamed of me.
No, he's not.
Agent Cooper, when I was at One Night Jack's, I never, never let anyone...
Audrey, you don't have to say anything.
I want you to know.
I know.
Why?
No questions.